স্বপ্ন সুষুপ্তি ঋতুদ্বিত্রয় তা জেনৈব অনুভূয়ন্তে সো অধ্যক্ষা পুরুষা পরঃ। বুদ্ধি ইন্টেলিজেন্স বাই এক্সারসাইজ বাই প্রপার ইউজ অফ ইন্টেলিজেন্স ওয়ান হু ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দি ডিফারেন্ট স্টেটাস আর ডিফারেন্ট পজিশন জাস্ট লাইক হ্যাভিং অ্যান্ড ড্রিমিং আর স্লিপিং অ্যান্ড অলমোস্ট আনকনশিয়াস ইন অল দিস স্টেজেস দি পার্সন হু ইজ লিভিং দ্যাট ইজ সোল আর দ্যাট ইজ গড, নট দি সোল ইজ গড বাট গড অ্যান্ড সোল ইজ অফ দি সেম কোয়ালিটি। গড ইজ ম্যানেজিং দি জাইগান্টিক বডি, দি ইউনিভার্সাল বডি, অ্যান্ড এ সোল ইজ ম্যানেজিং এ স্মল বডি। দি ফাংশন অ্যান্ড দি কোয়ালিটি আর দি সেম। They Mahavad philosophy, Mahavadi philosophy, they understand, any genuine man can understand, but they persist at this point, the God and the individual living being, there is no difference. In Maya, he is thinking that he is defined. That when he is liberated, he becomes one. Actually, the position of the Mahavadi philosopher is they want sadhujya mukti. Sadhujya mukti to merge into the existence of the Supreme. Sadhujya Mukti is there, according to Shastra. Sadhujya Sarupa Salapta Samitra Shastri. But Vaishnavas, they do not prefer such liberation to merge into the existence. Merging into the existence of the Supreme means merging into the impersonal Brahma effulgence as a particle of spirit. He remains a particle, it is not homogeneous. He remains. Just like the sunshine, they are all combinations of molecular particles of tiny elements, but you cannot distinguish. Just like any matter is combination of small atoms. They are different in constitution. Similarly, Brahma effulgence means combination of innumerable living entities appearing to be homogeneous in person. But that sadhujya mukti is not very safe. Safe means not at all. ఆరుద్ధ కృష్ణ పరం పదం తథా పతంతి అధ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఏ భాష ఇజ్ ఏ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. దీస్ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్టర్ సీరియర్ పేరెంట్స్ అండ్ ఆస్టిరిటీ దే రైజ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది ఇంపార్షనల్ పరం పదం. పరం పదం మీన్స్ అల్టిమేట్ గోల్. అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ బ్రహ్మ పరమాత్మ అండ్ భగవాన్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో పరంపరం టు మార్జ్ ఇన్ టు ది బ్రహ్మ ఇంపర్సనల్ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో పరంపరం టు రియలైజ్ పరమాత్మ. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో పరంపరం. అండ్ టు రియలైజ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో పరంపరం. బట్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఈజ్ మోర్ క్లియర్ దెన్ ది అదర్. If one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically he realizes all other parampara. So, the Mahavadi philosopher, being unaware of the, or they may be aware, but they don't realize. They were aware that the personality of Godhead there is, but they don't want to serve the same mentality, material mentality. Therefore, in this material world, nobody wants to be subservient of another person. Even sometimes accepting a spiritual master, he does not want to be subservient. He wants to pose himself. That is a nature. Nature means this cannot be remedied. Always, not, there is no remedy for this. What is that? It is going on always. Where is it going on? Now or floor or down? That devotees are all irresponsible. They have no brain. So what is the difficulty? See, the door is closed. And then they will not do. What can be done? Twenty four hours it is going on. అతయవ ఏహి బుద్ధి భేదై పరిణామై పొజ్జస్తై పొరిత క్షిప్తై ఆత్మధర్మత్వేన నిరస్తై. బుద్ధి ధర్మత్వ హేతు శ్రీవర్ణై స్త్రీ గుణాత్మకై క్రియాత్మకై కర్మజన్మై బుద్ధిరేవ త్రిగుణాత్మకత్యా కర్మకర్తృత్వాచ్చ తస్యా ఏవ తా అవస్థా. ఆత్మాసు బుద్ధ్యా ద్వయా తదవస్థా आनिव भाति न तत्तत इति आत्मनस्वरूप बुद्धे ज्ञानिया इत्यर्थ तत्र दृष्ट्यांत कुसुम धर्म गंध तदाश्रय वायु निव श्रीवर्ण पर्यस्त बुद्धि देव क्रियाद होवै स्वरूप आत्मन बुद्धे गंध वायु निवादया डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ आत्मा इज ऑलरेडी गिवन व्हाट इज दैट आत्मा निश्चा अभय शुद्ध एका क्षेत्र कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर आत्मा शुद्ध एट दिस टाइम इज ऑलवेज शुद्ध पवित्र परब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परमं भवा पवित्र मीन शुद्ध प्योर सिमिलरली आत्मा इज ऑल्सो प्योर दैट प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस व्हेन आत्मा इज प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस इज ऑलवेज देयर प्योर और इम्प्योर बिकॉज लिविंग फोर्स देयर इज कॉन्शियसनेस सो ओरिजिनली every atma or soul is pure and therefore his consciousness is also pure and that pure consciousness is Krishna. That pure consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So one has to eliminate that pure consciousness, buddhi, by exercising intelligence. Subal Maharaj, he did not sleep much, meditating. Don't meditate. Meditation also not closing the eye completely. Meditation means half. Closing meditation means it. If you don't like to sleep, sleep will come by closing the eye. Therefore, it is recommended that those who meditate, they should close eye half. That's all. I've seen many meditators in the doctor, Mr. After snoring. Regularly snoring. So you have to use our intelligence. The consciousness to analyze things rightly, come to Krishna consciousness. It's not very easy job, but it is possible by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has given us such a nice thing. Harinnama, 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 Ibakivalam. Because this prescription is delivered by Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya. If we follow the process, then it is possible to liberate the Atma from this material entanglement. That is being advocated by Prahlad Maharaj. Evi Sivanai Padjasai Buddhi Devai Siyad Bhavai Sarupam Atmana Buddhet Gandhai Vayu Nivanaya. So one should understand that Atma is pure. The different position. When Atma is pure, the consciousness is also pure. So that pure consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Now that Krishna consciousness has become stingy or polluted, contaminated. How? Sri Varna. Varna means color. Varna means color. The caste system is called also Varna. Chatur Varna, Maya system. The caste system. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They are also called Varna. Varna means color. Actually, he is told by being contaminated with this material world under the influence of three material modes, some of them are Shukla-varna. Shukla-varna, white. This varna, Brahmins are called Shukla, white. And Kshatriyas are called Rakta, Rakta-varna. Rakta means the Kshatriyas. And the Vaishyas are called Pita-varna, yellow. And the Shudras are called Krishna-varna or black. As we have seen, within this material world, there are divisions of varnas, colors, white, reddish, and yellowish, and blackish. Even especially, there are three colors, meaning three qualities. Three qualities, satagana, rajagana, tamagana. Evi sivarnai pajyatrai. When the soul becomes overcome by the three modes of material nature, at that time, buddhi-vedai, kriya-bhavi, buddhi-vedai. Immediately, his consciousness also becomes polluted. Therefore, you find people are engaged in different activities, not in Krishna consciousness. On account of being polluted by the three modes of material nature, the consciousness is also polluted. So this our Krishna consciousness movement means purifying pure consciousness. purifying the colorful ingredients. Color. So, even one is in black color, even one is yellow color, even one is any color. The white color, that does not mean that the white European color. Shukla means green. So this Krishna consciousness moment is a purifying process.
Pajyasya buddhi vedai kriyat bhavai sarupam atmana buddhi.
Atma is pure in original state, Krishna consciousness. But on account of being contaminated by different colors or different material qualities, their intelligence are also different. Their mode of activities are also different. Therefore, they contradict. A Shudra do not agree with the Brahmin. Brahmin do not agree with the Kshatriya. Kshatriya do not agree like that.
Buddhi-vedai and kriyod bhavai.
And they create their activities also according to different causes. Therefore, you find so many activities, so many lightning, so many tears. All these are due to this cause.
Etat dvara hi samsara gunakarma nivarana.
And samsara, material existence, is due to these contaminants. It's called as food contaminants.
Etat dvara hi samsara.
So if you give her this colorful activity, one activity, certain activity, then naturally you can be very happy.
Because our
bondage, conditional life is due to our contamination with this colorful existence of material world. We try to understand. So instead of trying to become purified, by there are so many processes, brahmacharya, lila-dhyana, so many processes are coming, but in this age, Kali Yuga, none of the processes are practical. None of the processes are practical. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavan, because he is the liberator of the fallen souls of the age, he has given us very nice, easy process. Krishna, Chetadarpanamana, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Simply by Sankirtana or chanting Hare Krishna mantra, avoiding the offenses, little endeavor, he made all people liberate. Little endeavor, that we are practically experiencing. All our students, they have never gone to the jungle or undergone severe activities of penances. As you know, the great sages, they are Imam Dhruva Maharaj, they had to undergo severe penances and austerities before realizing, before coming to Krishna consciousness, but it is a special favor for the fallen souls of this age. Krishna-deva Krishna-samukta-sama, he becomes immediately free from the colorful existence of material quality.
Etat dvara hi samsara gunakarma nivandhana ajnana mula apathopi pumsa sapna yuvatpati.
So it is just like dreams. All our material existence is a dream. There is no, and therefore they are temporary. It's like dream is temporary, say for a few minutes or few hours. Not few hours, no dream is for few hours. Because we change, while in dreaming condition, we change also dreaming features. So say for 3 minutes. Similarly, whole material existence is dream. Yoga Nidra, the whole material existence is also generated from the Yoga Nidra of Mahavishnu. Yoga Nidra. So we have to consider it that the creation, this material creation, is only a dream of the Supreme Lord. Therefore it is not eternal, temporary.
Nano tarhi Here it has a nice example has been given. Buddhed gandhai vayu nivan naya.
Our contamination of the material world. How it is? Just like we are passing in different countries. We are passing through a filthy place. The air becomes filthy smelling. You immediately shock some filthy smelling. What harm is coming? That is due to we are passing through a filthy place, it is bearing the filthy smell. Similarly, they are passing through a rose garden, it will carry the flavor of the rose. So if you carry your mind, intelligence and ego through the activities of Krishna, then your consciousness will be Krishna. Your consciousness will change. What is difficult to understand? How? What is Krishna consciousness? Is there any difficulty? It is always given and given in Krishna's activity. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parvati, Varam, hearing, chanting, remembering and worshipping. Parasevanam, Achanam, Mandanam, Dasam, offering prayers. When you feel meditative, better chant Hare Krishna loudly. That will save you. Prasamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Achanam, Mandanam, Dasam. These nine kinds of devotional activities. According to time and circumstances, you engage in one of them and you will be Krishna consciousness. You try to avoid yourself working on silly place. Material activities means silly place. Then you carry bad smell. But if you carry through good smell, good flavor of the rose. Krishna is good. Lord is all good. If you remain always in association with the all good, that your Krishna consciousness is secured. You are also all good. Abhyana. Actually, this condition is abhyana mudra. Abhyana mula means we are trying to imitate Krishna to become enjoyer. That is material life. Everyone is trying to become enjoyer. How first class enjoyer I may be? How I can become the Prime Minister? How I can become Birla? How I can become a God? Ultimately, failing to become Birla and Minister, it is teaching to block some foolish person and declare that I am God. That is very cheap. So people, in actual, that is the mula, that is the root cause of our suffering in the material world, that I want to imitate Krishna in India. And to try to become God means just a stranger. God is in jail, a goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. So this Mahavad philosophy, Mahavad philosophers, they address themselves, self-complacent. Sir, you are Narayan, I am Narayan. Yes, sir. Very easy. They therefore address among themselves, Narayan, or he is very much pleased, I have become Narayan. And Vivekananda, then he said, Narayan, there is a Narayan. So in this way it is right. Narayan is in Gaya, so we are trying to imitate. That is material disease. I want to become Narayan. It's like Ravana.
Sita is Lakshmi, God is a person. He wanted to become Narayana. So that kind of Narayana becoming business is not very good. Then one has to be killed with all other Narayanas. Don't try to do that. That is Ajnana. Ajnana, our beginning of material life is Ajnana. Therefore, Jnana means surrendering to Krishna. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan. So long one does not surrender to Krishna, he is in Ajnana. Try to understand. He may be advertised as very usual scholar, very nice lecturing, but if the ultimate goal is that I am Narayana, that is Ajnana. Ajnana Mula Opi Apathya Pipamsa Sapna Ibhaspati. This is Ajnana. All these material activities are dreams only, that's all. These convince what? Working so hard. That is also dreaming. Exactly the same way. It is gross dreaming, and at night that is subtle dreaming. Everything is true. Features, gross and subtle. The subtle dreaming is at night, and gross dreaming is at daytime. The karmis are in gross dreaming. Don't sit in that way. So gross dreaming and subtle dreaming.
Jatha kusuma padhikopi vayardandha vivika jnanena na nivartate एवं आत्मना संसार न निवर्तते इत्यशंकाः एतद्द्वारा बुद्धिद्वारक तद् अवस्थाद्वारक वा न सत तस्माद् बुद्धे ये गुणा कर्माणि च ते निवर्धते इति तथा स च अज्ञानमूल अतो अपार्थोऽपि मिथ्याभूतोऽपि Sapnamat Bhartha.
So this Ajnana Mula, all our activities except Krishna consciousness, because they are on the basis of Ajnana, ignorance, therefore they are compared as dream. The dream has no value. Similarly, anything done in Ajnana, sleeping is also Ajnana. Sleeping is Ajnana. That is understood by everyone. When you are sleeping, if somebody is coming to kill you do not know. Because you are in Ajnana. And when you are awake, if somebody is coming to kill you can take precautionary steps. Because that is not Ajnana. But here, in this material world, either you are asleep or you are awakened. Because the basic principles of life is Ajnana, ignorance, it is both of them are sleeping. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vetti Bhadra Bhadra Sakali Sama. Our creation in this material world, this is good, this is bad. They are all the same because that is material. Temporary. Yeah. The temporary good, what is the use of such goodness? But people are very much anxious, even temporary. They want to enjoy things. Sense enjoyment is enjoyment, but that is temporary. Real enjoyment is not temporary. Satyananda, Ramanti, Yogina, Ananta.
That is not temporary. That is Brahmananda. That Brahmananda, spiritual bliss, can be obtained when you are purified, when you are in Krishna consciousness. But because we are ignorant, we accept this temporary so-called happiness as happiness. Vaishya bhadra bhadra ehi bhala ehi manna sam manantav. Mental concoction. Jasmat
Kintat yoga katam bhuta jiya prabaha jagradi rupam upamayati iti. Tasmat bhavadhi kastabvam karmanam sigunatmanam bija niharanam yoga pravaha parama jiya.
Nikpallan Maharaj is concluding, my dear demon friends,
therefore, tasmat bhavadhi kastabvam.
It is your duty. It is your duty.
Kastabvam karmanam sigunatmanam bija nirharanam.
So our activity, there is some cause of activity. Whatever we do, there is a cause. So that cause is called the seed. What is the thing in this world? Any scientific word? The pushing? Any activity, any action, there is a scientific that the action is pushed. What is called? The original pushing. Impulse is also, there is a technical scientific. Just as a ball is rolling, somebody has kicked. Somebody says physical law. Impetus. Now there is a technical law. Impetus. So that kicking of the football is the beginning of the ball rolling. Anyway, never mind. So here it is said that tasmād bhavad-vikartabvam karmanāṁ sigunātma anam bija nirhana yoga. You practice such yoga by which the original impetus of this force by which you are now entangled in this material activity. So you accept that yoga. And Prahlad Maharaj recommended that you accept the bhakti yoga, no other yoga. In Europe, America, this yoga method has become very popular. And therefore, these so-called yogis, they go and exploit your country. Here also, Prahlad Maharaj is recommending yoga. But what is that yoga?
Bija nirharanam.
Bija, the original impetus can be vanquished. That's the yoga.
Bija nirharanam.
Just like you take a pea, you put it into water and it will sprout some, what is it called? You put some grain, just like chickpea, in the water, and gradually it will sprout some twig, what is that called? Shoot? Yes. But the same pea, chickpea, you fry it and put it in the water, it will not. That is Bija Nirharanam. The finishing, the sprouting, putting. Sprouting, putting.
Bija Nirharanam Jogam. Pravaha Uparama.
Bija. If you accept, if you engage yourself in that thought of yoga, so that there will be no more impetus for material activity, then he will be saved from this material entanglement, and that is Krishna consciousness. This yoga system will no more create karma, bandhana. The sprout means it will grow to another plant, and from the plant there will be many chitti greens, and from that many chitti there will be many sprouts and many plants. It is gone. But if you fry the chitti, then there will be no more sprouting process. So that is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Jagnyartha karma annatra karma. Simply for Krishna you are. Otherwise, your karma will produce another karma. And that karma will produce another karma, another karma, another karma. So,
Bija Nidharanam Yogam Pravaha Paramam Jiva Tatra Upaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavato Dita Jad Ishare Bhagavati Jatha Jai Randasa Rati.
So that Uparama, that completely seizing the impetus, there may be many other processes, but Prahlad Maharaj says, Ayam Bhagavato Udita. The process recommended by the Supreme Personality of God. What is that process? The Supreme Personality is giving the process. Just surrender unto me. Sarvadhanman Puritajya Mamikam. Surrender. This is the perfect process.
Bhagavato Udita. Jad Ishare Bhagavati Jatha Jai Randasa Rati. Bhagavatam Tathaya Vijitasi Jat Karosi Jada Atmasi.
Siddha Sanam is giving the same formula that you have to act something. You cannot remain silent for a moment. If you say, I will sleep, that will make me sad. No. He'll be active, he'll dream. So you cannot make yourself, without activity for a moment. Either mind, body may be stopped acting, but the mind will go on active. Therefore Krishna says that, just karo. Just whatever you do, do it for me. This is Krishna consciousness. We therefore say that whatever talent you have got, just engage in Krishna's service. You are a painter, all right. This article has come out in our class, you got it. That I encourage the painter, all right, go on painting. Go on painting. Now they are coming successful and their pictures are being appreciated. Although, never in their life depended on Krishna. The job karo. You have got this talent, all life. To this Krishna. You can try it, all life. To do it for Krishna. You have second sight, all life. Do it for Krishna. Job karo. Job asnasi. Because we have to work and we have to eat. So you offer whatever you are eating, don't be afraid, Krishna will take it away. It will remain. They are afraid, oh, if I offer to Krishna, he is my leader, then why? I shall starve. The rascal has not known that Krishna is not hungry. I am hungry, he is not hungry. He is so perfect. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamiva vasishtate. He will take everything because he offers his faith and devotion in there. But again, it will remain as prasad. So, Jattaroshi, you are reciprocally not understanding. The Krishna says, gives us the formula, how we become free. Jattaroshi, Jadasnasi. All of them can do it. What we are doing, they can do also. We are also riding motor car. We are also going in train. We are coming from this country, that country. But they are also doing that. But not for Krishna. We are doing for Krishna. That is it. We are also securing advertisement. They are also securing advertisement. So what is the difference? The difference is, it is for Krishna and they are not for Krishna. That is the difference. Then Bhagavad Gita says, Jatkarosi jadasma jad juhosi. Dadasita, juhosi. Juhosi means offering, sacrifice, performing sacrifice. Stones of ghee in sacrifice is for being elevated in the heavenly planet. They perform yoga. So that yoga also you can do for Krishna. But I have no money. Where to purchase? Therefore, Kali Yuga, yoga in Sankirtana in Prahi. It's simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. That is the yoga, a Ramanda in this age. You haven't got to purchase ghee. Juhosi, Dadasita. Everyone wants to be in charity. That is, in every religion, charity is recommended. You know, in Jain religion, they make charity very cheap. You know, in Bombay you find many Jains, they give some grain in your country also. Bird feeding, what is called? Cheap charity, say 10 shilling grains, you throw in the street, so many birds will come. That is also charity. That is also charity. So, Vivekananda, Dharidranana Seva can be done in various ways. If you pass through, there will be many words. That is also charity. Your stool will be eaten up by many words. So why you should exert energy for that purpose? Krishna says, give me, that is real charity. Kurushetat madarpana. Otherwise, all these charitable institutions is as good as the Jains, the test cheap method, they test 1 pice worth flour, with flour, and 1 pice worth sugar, mixed together. And put it into the holes of the hand. So thousands and millions of eyes, they are giving charity in 1 place. That is also charity. But this kind of charity will not help you. Therefore Krishna says, Kurusetat madarpanam, if you have anything to give in charity, give it to me. When you are eating, you give it to me. When you are working, work for me. That will benefit you. Not otherwise. That is Krishna call. Seventh chapter. Therefore, you have to surrender to the spiritual master. He will guide you. We have got so many bad habits, that's all right. But under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, you will be trained now.
What was this in Kurandam?
Surrender is a willing. If you don't like to surrender, who can make you oblige to surrender? Surrender is voluntary. Yes, I surrender. Determination. Yes, I surrender. Who can make you oblige to surrender? Nobody can make. Even Krishna cannot make. This is a false pretense. Please be merciful upon me so that I will surrender. But if you do not surrender, who, what my mercy is due? Be merciful so that I can catch you. You know that incident? A man is fallen in the well. He's crying, please get me up, get me up. Another man drops a rope, please catch it, I'll take it. Then if he says, be merciful so that I can catch, is that very good argument? When you'll be merciful, I'll be able to catch. Is that the argument? You catch. Then he'll help you to catch it out. If you don't catch, how will he help you? What is the use of speaking? Be merciful, be merciful. He's already merciful. Give him the rope. Why don't you catch it? So these are all false pleasing. If you want to surrender, you can surrender yourself. If you don't want to surrender, then there will be some please. Then be merciful so that I can surrender and please. A surrender is in your hand. If you like, you surrender. If you don't like, don't surrender. There's no question of being merciful. Mercy is already there. এইরূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভাবে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপা পায় ভক্তিলতা দি কৃপা দি মার্সি অলরেডি দেয়ার কৃষ্ণ ইজ কামিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ সেন্ডিং দি প্রেডিকেটিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ লিভিং বিহাইন্ড হিম ভগবদ গীতা ইফ ইউ ডোন্ট টেক অ্যাডভান্টেজ অফ ইট দেন হু ক্যান ডেলিভার ইট কৃষ্ণ ইজ পার্সোনালি কামিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ সেন্ডিং হি রিপ্রেজেন্টেটিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ লেফট ভগবদ গীতা দেন হোয়াট এলস ইউ ওয়ান্ট But if you are determined not to surrender, how Krishna and Shastra and Guru can help you? Nobody can help you. Then you are hopeless. That is up to you. To surrender and not to surrender. And because they do not surrender, they are suffering. Willful negligence. There is an English word like this. Willful negligence. If you become willful negligent, then who can help you? Nobody can help you. Nobody can help you. Neither Krishna, nor Shastra, nor Guru. Instead of willful negligence, there must be willful cooperator. Then it is. These are all three. That will not be. The soldier, they saw, sir, you are sorry, be merciful, sir. But when he says something, you do not do, that I cannot accept, sir. So, how is it like? I am very much obedient to you, but I shall not share any one of your words. I am so obedient. So how that Krishna or Guru or Shastra can help me? Nobody can help me. You must be willing to cooperate. Then it will be possible. Otherwise it's not possible. Then one is doomed. But when he was manufacturing, he did not deliver. He thought that I have saved this thing. I have saved this thing. I did not deliver to the blackest moon, so my seed is saved. So similarly, if we become neglectful, disobedient, then that's still saving process. Your kapha will be blood. It will not cut. You follow what I say?
Yes.
That still, this is called a still saving logic. I have saved this thing. I have saved so much time. You see, instead of serving six times spiritual master, I save so much time by sleeping 12 hours. It is not saving. It is spoiling. You must know that. One should mold his life in such a way that 24 hours he must be engaged in Krishna service. Even in dreaming, he should serve Krishna. That is Krishna. So if we follow the policy of still saving from the blackness, then we are teachers. The blackness is not teachers. He is doing his business. That's all.